Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, I remember at the start of the late Bill Mallory's Hoosier football run back in the 80s and early 90s, building a culture was important to him, doing things the right way. His go-to statement that resonated was, "There is no I in team." Well, hopefully five of Mike Woodson's basketball players, Mr. Johnson, Stewart, Durr, Bates, and Lander, got Coach Mike's own message loud and clear Tuesday prior to losing that basketball game at Northwestern.
You know, we're going to be a team, and you set rules that guys got to obey by as a team, then that's what you got to do. You got to do all the necessary things to help your team win on and off the floor. It just doesn't start on the floor. You got to do all the necessary things off the floor as well. So that's where we are. We got to go back home and regroup and get ready for Michigan State.
Like Coach Mal building a football culture that won, Mike Woodson is doing same, and he's not messing around with his basketball team. Someone told me once, progress takes discipline and courage, but the result will be worth it. Hoosiers play at Michigan State Saturday at 3:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, one of my favorite early season PGA events of the young season, the Waste Management out in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's up and running today. And mentioning golf, how about back-to-back Big Ten match play championships for Mike Mayer's Hoosier Linkman? Nice ring to it there, Mike.
It's a great trip down to Florida at the match. Man, we battled. We overcame adversity. We never gave up, and we came out the victors. That's not our first win against them of the year. It's not our second. That is our third win, win against Purdue this year. They have not gotten us. We're not going to let them get us. It was a hard-fought match.
So you couldn't want much better out of your senior than Mitch Davis and what he performed for you. And hopefully, by the end of the week, he'll be the Big Ten Golfer of the Week.
Yeah, I had the right man in the right place with Mitch Davis, and I was with him throughout the day, and, you know, he wanted that kind of opportunity. He wanted to be in that position, and when he got there, he came through with a clutch performance.
Mike Mayer's talented squad will head to the Bahamas for the Albany Collegiate Invitational next week. It's hosted by Auburn. That three-day event will begin on Monday at the Albany Championship Golf Course. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.